So welcome along, everybody. It is the last few moments of Thursday morning breakfast show. I'm sitting in for Dottie McLeod, and we're serving up Foodie Thursday, even without her. This time every week, the programme looks at the best bits of Cambridgeshire's food scene. Joining me now is local food blogger Pina Broccoli Anaya. Hello, welcome, Pina.
Good morning.
What a great name.
Thank you.
For a foodie.
It's perfect.
You're part Canadian, part Italian.
Canadian-born, Italian origin. Parents were born in Italy, but emigrated in the 50s.
So you're the best person I know to give us a view, and I know something you've got on your blog is called 1-2 Culinary Stew. Very good it is too.
Thank you.
You've written about authentic Italian pizza.
Yes, there's a brand new place on Burley Street near the Grafton, across from Primark.
Primark will do.
That's
fine.
I like that.
Primani. As we call it in our family. Yeah, this is Signorelli's Deli.
Signorelli's Deli, and it's a really nice place. It's a Hertfordshire-based owner who opened it up. He's originally from Bergamo in northern Italy, and he recruited a bunch of people there to be experts in baking and making pastry. And the unit, I don't know what was there before, but it's really big, and it's set up to make pizza al taglio, which is
pizza by the slice.
That's right.
Many people love that.
That's right, yeah.
If you don't want the whole thing, you maybe food on the go or just something quick for lunch.
Well, what it is, it's very different than the pizza that people are used to having, where you have a sit-down meal and it's like either a personal round pizza or something that you share. It's baked in big rectangular trays and in an electric oven. The dough is made to be very airy and bubbly, so the pizza becomes quite thick, almost like a bread.
But not really heavy.
No, that's the trick, actually. That's
so
why they do it really well.
In it. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, and they put all these different toppings on it, and you can see it from the window when you go at the counter, and you can choose what you want. And it's very easy to eat on the go, and it's not meant to be served hot.
It's like focaccia.
It is, yeah.
Wonderful. So you've been to taste it, have you? You've been to try
yes,
it?
Yes.
And your official verdict is?
It's fantastic, I think. There's lots of different types of pizza in Cambridge. There was a time where you could only sort of get, like, you know, fast food ones or whatever, and we've got all kinds of different local places, pubs, restaurants, even mobile wood-fired pizza ovens serving pizza. And I think the one at Signorelli's Deli is the pizza al taglio, which is very authentic.
What would be your choice of toppings? Because I imagine you could really laden it on with this. What would you have on your favorite?
I think the one I had at Signorelli's had vegetables on it, and they were just loaded with mushrooms, olives, red and yellow peppers, artichokes, and it was just really filling and very tasty.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, what's the sort of price? Is it reasonable?
It depends. It depends on the topping. In Italy, pizza al taglio will be sold by weight, but there they just price
weight.
It. They do, yeah, because it depends what you put on it, because sometimes you have potatoes and things.
Wonderful.
So it's probably about £4.55, depending. It's quite reasonably priced for a big rectangular piece.
Quite a varied blog, because you've also written about Vasa, Finland.
Yes.
I've been very lucky to have visited. Wonderful country. The fish there is extraordinary.
Yes, it is, actually. Yes.
So tell us about your adventures there.
I went to Vasa, and it's more of an industrial town, and it's smaller, a bit like Cambridge. There's a lot of students there, so felt very at home. And I walked around and found a few really nice restaurants that basically have the ethos that I embrace, which is local seasonal food, everything trying to avoid additives and preservatives, freshly baked pastries and cakes, and a lot of local seasonal food such as lamb and, like as you said, the fish, Arctic char, which I haven't had since Canada.
Raw fish and fish at breakfast, and they have it all the time. Well,
yeah.
Of course, one of the stories we're talking about today is vitamin D.
Yes.
And of course, they don't have a lot of that in the winter in Finland, do they? Because they have, you know, pretty dark days. Of course, in the summer, they've got the white nights as well.
Yep.
What's your view on vitamin D?
My view, well, I'm from Canada. It's the same hemisphere as Finland. So, and I tend, you know, we have long winters. So I tend to not to be exposed to the sun too much. I don't like to be in the sun anyway.
You get colds?
So I do, yes. And I've actually was borderline low on vitamin D, so I do take supplements that my doctor recommended.
Okay.
It actually does help. And you would normally wouldn't take... I don't think you would necessarily need them, but if you get enough sunshine... So it's really weather-dependent. If you get enough sunshine, you probably don't need supplements, but... It's so interesting that there's
some... like Paul and take lots of holidays and go to Spain every couple of weeks, or else take put it in the bread and put it in the milk. And very finally, Steak and Honour. People would know this wonderful van that's been around for a few years. They've opened up a restaurant. Is it opened now?
Yes, it opened at the beginning of January. I've been following the van since the beginning. The restaurant offers a bit more than what the van has. So they've got some special burgers. There are bigger patties. The one for Ella, which has their own burger sauce. There's a Some Like It Hot, which is spicy. They've got mac and cheese and slaw as
hungry.
If you want vegetables.
I've had my breakfast yet.
Well, you can go across the road at the Cambridge Science Park and get their vans are there on Thursdays from 12 to 2 at Food Park.
Excellent. Pina, it's been a pleasure to meet you. I do enjoy your blog, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Pina's blog is called 1-2 Culinary Stew, and very good it is too. Now,